Welcome on your morning team show on WSGW. Welcome to WSGW.com. Thank you for Midland Furniture Garage for making that listening possible. 100.5 and 790. And with Alexa and Siri, too. With Dave and Pat and Charlie this morning. And yes, the iconic sounds of ABBA.
Friday night and the lights are low. Looking out for a place to go.
Yes, sounds that since the group broke up, it was 1981. 1982, I guess, is referenced here in the official date. No new music. And fans have been clamoring for a reunion. And 40 years later, ABBA is supposed to make the worldwide announcement today that a sensational comeback collaboration is going to take place. Yes, after the phenomenal success of the group that had spanned over 400 million in album sales. 400 million? Are you kidding me?
That's huge.
That's quite a...
Yeah.
Well, I guess it would have to be huge because it also says here that each of the members of ABBA, the four, are worth a considerable amount of money. I think I saw the word billion used for each of the worths. Yeah. So at some point today, it's supposed to be an announcement. It says here that the group will announce that the release of their first new songs will include the launch of a new theatrical show, which they will perform as hologram avatars. Because you heard of avatars.
Yeah.
They're going to be avatars.
So they're going to take advantage of the technology.
Huh? Yeah. The group, which, by the way, ranges in ages from 71 to 76, announced on Twitter and said, "Thank you for waiting. The journey is about to begin."
Those avatars will be able to move a lot easier than those 70-some-year-olds.
Probably. And the website for ABBA promises an historic live stream, which will hold an event at the East London Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park as well. So they have all kinds of plans for avatars and new music and promotional live stream events. 40 years. I mean, let's just call it 40 years. It says, you know, they disbanded in 1982. It's 2021, but why not?
Their worth balance must have slipped below the B mark into M's, and they want to put it back up where they had it or something.
Well, people, and since they retired, what, you had Abomania. You know, remember the Broadway shows that featured the Mamma Mia?
Yeah,
that featured all the music.
Yeah.
That was a phenomenal success.
Yeah.
So there
and
you go.
There were some tribute acts, including one that appeared in Saginaw a couple times.
Yeah.
Which
was, I remember seeing that. It was with the Saginaw Bay Symphony Orchestra.
They did a pretty nice job, as I recall.
It was amazing, not just the vocals, but just the presentation of the glitzy, glittery costuming and stuff like that, too.
Yeah.
Just hard to believe. I mean, that usually, at this point in a group's career, reaching their mid-70 range, they're announcing that they're going on a final tour.
Yeah, right.
Or just retired.
We're just retiring. Not even yet. So, yeah, we've been doing this long enough. We don't need to do it anymore. We've created all this music, but no. So
the 70 is a new 50.
Well, you know, you wonder how they're going to sound. Will they still have that pop sounding? I don't know.
Probably not going to
sound vocal,
like
the vocal range isn't going to be there.
No, probably not going to sound like they did in the 70s, but in their 70s.
Once we have the chance to find the new audio, though, I'm sure we'll find a way to present it to you, and then we can compare. ABBA now.
If they can do the avatars, they can probably do something with the voice, too, with the equipment that we have in this day and age.
True.
That is true.
Yeah, so... It's a worldwide announcement, though, so that stay tuned. That's the big announcement in the entertainment world today.
Wow.
Weren't expecting that, were you?
Earth-shattering here this morning.